Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
So let's fast forward to your time with Trevor Carlin. We talked about that actually on the coverage at the weekend. Just reminisce for a minute about those days.
Well, yeah, so after karting, the biggest transition a driver ever makes is going from karts into cars.
Yeah.
And that's still the case today. To do it is huge money. It's even more money today than ever before. And I think that division, that void is growing more and more. Between kind of like the haves and the have-nots, and I came from a very modest background. We didn't have much cash, although, you know, to do karting in the first place instead of football is a huge outlay, and so, you know, you're more than a working class family, that's for sure, because, you know, unfortunately for those families, you know, karting is just not and never has been on the cards. It's just that you can't afford it. And unfortunately, it's gone now from, it's like a working class family not being able to afford it to pretty much a middle class family not being able to afford it.
That's fundamentally wrong, isn't it?
It's a huge issue. I feel it's a huge issue. It's what's wrong with the sport that I love. You know, just put it this way, it would be a big old emotional roller coaster ride for me to try and get my kids into karting with a view to get them to Formula One. And I sat down and worked it out the other day with a few of the engineers at Mercedes, actually. I said, right, if you want to sit down now with a plan to get your offspring into Formula One, you fund it all by yourself, what's it going to cost? And it worked out to be in excess of £5 million just to get knocking on the door to Formula One, to be able to say, like when Max Verstappen was in Formula 3, to say, right, we're ready to get you up, or, you know, to get you to that stage, to be an F2 driver. It's like Mick Schumacher today. If you wanted to fund that from start to where Mick Schumacher is today and you funded it all by yourself, that's £5.5 million. And that's skimping a bit as well.
I mean, that begs the question as to how many young boys and girls that we're missing out on in terms of talent. But I guess it's also one of those sports where talent alone has never been enough. You've got to get the track time in, you've got to get experience, and you only get that with the money. So actually, it's not as if we're seeing a supremely talented footballer just squander all that talent, because, you know, it's only with money that you can really see that talent properly flourish. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, most of the time,
big injustice there.
It is. And thankfully with our sport, that a lot of the time, somebody from an underfunded family will be able to be spotted by either a manager like I was in karting, who would invest basically in you. So there are two different types of manager out there. One that will pay for you to go through the steps of the lower categories with a view to take a percentage of your future earnings. And then you've got the driver managers that will look for a rich kid, a rich family, and help them, but will get paid to do that job. So it's two very different managers, and I obviously couldn't afford to have that latter luxury. So and I was super lucky in finding finding an investor that would pay for my junior categories of race, so Formula Ford, including all the tests and spares that would come along, and consumables like tires and fuel and all those kind of costs, and Formula 3 as well, and with a view to do it, to fast track it, to do 1 year in each category, Formula Ford, then Formula 3, and Formula 3 back then was just over £1 million with Carlin, which it's more today, I'm sure. I don't know the actual cost, but it's more than that. And Formula Ford was a couple of hundred thousand, I think in the region of £400,000 or £500,000. So you can see how it quickly adds up. And I signed a long-term deal with him. And once I started earning money, I paid it all back. So that was the deal. And once I got into F1 as a test driver and started earning decent money, then it was, there was a certain percentage every year that would go back to my manager that put that faith in me from all those years ago in karting.
Really? It's like a student loan.
Yeah, exactly. It is exactly like a student loan, a massive student loan, but yeah, it's a bigger scale, but it's, that's my story. That's how I got into Formula One.
Because I never forget my husband, Wiggy, starting a new job after he'd graduated. And actually, it was quite a long time after he graduated. We were already dating. And he got his pay slip, his first big pay slip from his new job. And it said, deduction for student loan. And he was like, what? Was taken away. And he was like left with nothing, just about enough to buy us both a beer.
The funny thing is that You just don't care about the money. You're so blinkered, so determined to get to Formula One. You will do anything. Yeah. And the money is just a byproduct. Whether it's for good or bad, you're not really interested. Well, I certainly wasn't interested anyway in the early days of the money. And I'd only just moved out of home and I was 21 years old. Living in actually he bought a house for me as well up in Brackley again as an investment. It was his house. I didn't have to pay him to live there, just for the costs, and actually I ended up buying the house off of him as well in the end. So it's another thing that it was super. He was such a nice guy. Really, well, I really fell on my feet there, but that's the kind of luck that you pray for. But the money didn't affect me at all. Back then I wasn't driven by the money at all. You're just all you want to do is be on the grid. Mm. That's the one aim you have. And once you're on the grid, then you would just want to try and stay on the F1 grid for as long as possible, because it's all you know and it's all you want to do.
I take it when you did the sums, you realised that probably this wasn't the path that Rowan or Lottie are going to go down.
So
being your son and daughter, for those who don't know. I mean, would they ever go into F1? Have they ever asked you that? Have they ever said, come on, Daddy, stump up the 5 mil?
Not yet. I mean, it's so cute. The other day, so I was explaining to Rowan, my son, and he's 9 years old. He's a super bright kid. And, my gift to him will be his education and like it will be for my daughter, Charlotte, Lottie, we call her. It is a different route. It's a different way. My dad gave me the gift of go-karting and, it was cheaper back then. But I guess once you've done something so to the nth degree that you start seeing the negativity around it as well. Well, I certainly did. You know, well, like I've just told you that story, how I met that manager from out of the blue. It was one of those rare good luck stories. And for the few good luck stories, there are hundreds and hundreds of unlucky drivers that never will step foot in a kart or car ever again. Far more fail than succeed. And I think knowing how lucky I was and other drivers that make it onto the grid, it's not a great investment, just put it that way. It's the odds are certainly against you. Yeah. And I just think with the contacts that I have and if I can give that a good education to my children, if they wanted to get into motor racing or anything to do in the motor industry, then, you know, I have contacts now and I'm a known name and the two combined will certainly give a not maybe the same peak money that I've been lucky enough to come by in my career, but certainly more longevity, because that's one thing people don't understand with racing drivers as well. It's great, or any sports person for that matter, it's great while you're earning the money, while you're at the top of your game, but it's a very short-lived window, and you've got to be wise in how you spend your money as well, how you invest your money. That's my view. It's not necessarily the right way, but it's the way that I feel like I can give something back to my kids. To get them into racing, is if they ask me to do it, you can't say no. I've heard some stories like that from drivers whose parents have said, they were drivers themselves, and parents have said, absolutely not, on no way you're ever going to step foot in a car. And they feel really deprived and hurt by that. So I think if there was when the question comes, of course you can't say no, but at the moment, luckily, it's I haven't had the I want to be a Formula One driver. I'm 9 now. You were doing this when you were 8. I want to be get doing this properly. But
get cracking. But
they do want to. And he has been. My daughter's still a bit too young. I started when I was 8, and she. If Lottie wants to have a go one day in a car, of course I'd be weirder. I might be more up for her having a go than my son. Just because it's cool, a girl doing karting is way cooler. So, and weirdly, she'd probably have more a bigger chance to make it all the way. So we need females in racing, and whether you're a mechanic, an engineer, or a driver, we need more females in racing, and that would be cool to see. But I'd almost be more encouraging of that than I would be with my son. But he has had a few goes. He loves it, of course. And it was so cute the other day. So I was telling him this story about just laying down the facts, really, because he's, like I say, he's a bright lad, and laying down the facts that this is what XYZ costs. And he thought about it a while, and I thought, I hope I haven't kind of broken his heart and shattered any dreams that he might have had. And then he thought about it and said, Daddy, when I went to when I went to Wilton Mill karting, with because when I was away, Carrie, my wife, took him karting, and he said, when I went to Wilton Mill karting, and it was 20 or 30 pounds, I can't remember what it was, to have a little go on the small track. I said, yeah. He went, well, would it be okay if I could pay to go myself next time?
How's he going to afford that?
Well, because he gets pocket money, doesn't he? And he's a saver. And so he's worked out that he's got enough money to pay for a go. So cute. So, yeah, I said, of course, look, we can, doing it for fun, absolutely. Doing it with a vision to get into Formula One, it's massive money these days, unfortunately. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcasts you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise-cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.